Hey guys, it's Anis. I've got a lot of free time today to just fuck around and write scripts and maybe record, and I thought of doing a questionnaire because I had like 3 people answer my questionnaire recently. I wasn't expecting it. I mean, I thought it'd be good because it was well-rounded, but it was short, and it had questions that, people couldn't really answer, like the D&D one and stuff like that, but people did their best to answer, so that was really cool. I appreciate it, guys, again, for anyone that's done it, who's listening. Anyway, it's like noon, it's like Saturday. I'm kind of just chilling out in my PJs. I kind of like went to laze around. I was out late. I drank the filthiest martini last night. Like, that shit was literally like olive and vodka. Like, and it was blue cheese olives. It was the dankest thing ever in a glass ever. And I loved it. And it was strong it was so stiff. It was so good. Gross drinks aside, I'm doing the Ramble Seeds from Myth of Bacon. This one seemed to be one that was, I didn't realize it was so recent. I thought this one was older. I'm obviously not paying enough attention, even though I'm lurk around on this shit like almost constantly. Don't know how the fuck. Anyway, number one, please describe the worst vehicle you have ever owned. If you haven't owned a shitmobile, please describe your worst experience with public transportation. I have actually owned the same car since like 2011. Well, I didn't really actually own it until 2012, but I was basically, like, driving it around as if I owned it. My dad didn't actually... I didn't actually get the tag transferred to my name until, like, a year after I'd started driving it around. Anyway, I drive a 94 Toyota Corolla, which, seriously, is one of the most dependable cars you could probably ever fucking have. The only thing that blows is that, like, little pieces are just very prone to coming off. Like, I currently have an issue with my door handle on the outside, the driver's side, getting into the driver's seat. The handle is broken off. It's, like, mostly broken off. So, like, you have to really, like, maneuver your hand to open it. It's not like the worst thing in the world, so I haven't worried about fixing it. But I mean, I've had other issues. I had the other side door had been broken on the inside and the out when it came to the handle. My electric windows are starting to kind of go out. That's really about it. It's been really dependable, though, honestly. It's run all this time without any serious issue. And honestly, I don't exactly keep up with it the way I should, 100%. But I've kept up with it enough. And if I could get another car like that, that'd be great. But it's not a shitmobile. So my worst public transportation experience, probably... I've never ridden in a taxi. I've never... ridden in an Uber. I've never been on a train. I flew once, and that was cool. Well, it was okay. I wouldn't say it was cool. My worst experience, though, I guess would be like the one time I used a public like bus. Like, I only ever ridden like an actual like bus like once. Me and my girlfriend at the time were, like, I was trying to get used to taking the bus because I didn't have transportation, so I needed to get used to doing that, and I was gonna go, like, look for jobs and shit like that. Actually, maybe that was, there was two. No, there was two times I rode the bus. And, yeah, the worst one is probably when I was actually going to look for jobs. Like, I missed my bus stop and I walked an obscene amount trying to get back to where I needed to be to get picked up by my stepmom at the time. I didn't really have any shitty experience with, like, the people on the bus or anything like that. Like, it was just a shitty experience overall. Number two, what book, movie, TV, or cartoon episode slash other work of art has the power to make you break down into a complete blubbering mess of tears? I'll tell you right now, Lord of the Rings. Like, all those intense moments where shit gets real, I cry. I cry. Like that moment where Aragorn is cradling Boromir and he's like, I would have fought for you. And I'm like, no, you can't fucking die. You fucking redeemed yourself. You can't just die. I'm just like crying. Like, I'm such a sap. I really am a sap, especially when it comes to shit like that. I'll cry during any kind of epic, like, superhero movies, too. Like, Avengers, I cried. Let's see. Another good one is, I actually, my friends and I just sped through all of, the Studio Ghibli films. And I don't, if you ever see The Wind Rises, which was the last movie they put out, that made me cry so fucking much. I don't want to spoil it, man, but man, the love story that shit is based on will jerk your heart. I was crying, like I was flooding tears. It was so awful. Well, it wasn't awful. It was about the best it could have been, but God, it was so heart-wrenching. Go watch it. Go watch The Wind Rises. Go do it. Go stop what you're doing. I don't care if you're going to pay bills. I don't care if you're caring for your kids. Tell, like, go get a blanket and some Kleenexes and a hot cup of tea and watch The Wind Rises. Number three, are there any fundamental properties of the universe, or maybe just life on Earth, that bother you on a deep level? Please describe. No, I accept reality for what it is. There are shitty things about human behavior, but I think that we've gotten better globally, or at least, I guess, the developed world mostly. I can't really speak for every area. I'm not that fucking in the loop. But even if things were not that great, I'm the kind of person that hopes for a better world. I think that we now have the capacity to have everyone make their voice heard, and so that every kind of person can be at least acknowledged, you know? So no, there's nothing about reality or how anything works that bothers me. There's a lot of shit I don't understand, but that doesn't bother me because I don't understand it. Number four, have you ever woken up feeling like your face somehow doesn't quite fit on your skull? No? Any other strange experience you've had that when you describe it to other people, they look at you like you're a lunatic? You know, I mean, like, the thing about sensations in general is that it doesn't matter how well you describe it or even how well someone thinks they understand you. Like, that's one of the things that just does not translate well between people. We will only ever get a cursory understanding of how other people feel, no matter what, to me. Like, even if me and somebody else had experienced a really shitty thing at the same time, in the same place, our experiences differ from each other on some level. And I feel like that's important to respect that. it values people's feelings on the most important level. But was there ever a time I tried explaining that sensation to someone? No, I don't think anyone's ever looked at me like a lunatic. I think the thing that people were curious about, at least, was the couple of times that I took psychotropic mushrooms. One of the things that I always feel when I take them, and I haven't taken them for a while, like it's been years, but one of the most unifying things about my trips is that I feel like one with everything. I feel like it makes me feel like I completely get my place in the universe. Like, it makes me humble. It makes me value life and how things work and make me want to love people. I would actually say that my experiences with mushrooms have seriously shaped my desire to be the most loving person I conceivably can be, which, you know, I'm still going to fall short of what I want. I always will. But yeah, like that feeling of oneness with reality and like looking at things in different ways, like how things are connected, like it's really hard to explain that sort of crazy feeling to someone who has never experienced anything psychedelic before. So I would actually recommend that anybody who didn't think they'd have a bad trip would just do it once. Literally only once, in a safe environment. It'd be really nice, actually, if you could go outside by yourself, like with people or whatever, like in nature. It's really fantastic. You see things you never saw before. It's not hallucinations, or at least like I never got them. I always went for the euphoria. That's all I ever wanted. It just makes you feel things differently about life. And it's fantastic. So yeah, I guess that euphoric feeling of being one with reality, people kind of didn't get that. Number five. I guess I kind of went into this one. I maybe should have thought about it. What was your best experience you've ever had with drugs or alcohol? Caffeine is a drug. Mushrooms. It actually helped shape me as a person. I guess I could describe some other experiences that, you know, were okay. One of the best drinking experiences I had, where I was a champion and like had a really good time and didn't get really fucked up, was my apartment warming party. And I've mentioned this in other questionnaires referring to like my last sexual encounter, which that was back at the end of February. I drank an entire bottle of plum wine, almost an entire bottle of plum wine by myself in a single night, alongside a bunch of other shit that I can't remember personally. I stayed up all night. Like, I was up till like, I think 6 or 7 in the morning. And like, I had never gotten to a point where I was just like extremely exhausted. Like, I think that the reason why I stayed up so late was because I had a really good workout before that, which I didn't keep up with, but you know, whatever. But yeah, that was a really good experience with alcohol personally. I wouldn't say I've ever had a particularly amazing experience with like marijuana. It usually just makes me like really sleepy, and or at least the stuff I've had just always makes me sleepy and like unable to focus. I guess the couple of times I masturbated while I was high on weed was really great. It's fantastic. Like, if you are a person who smokes weed or has wanted to smoke weed, and you haven't masturbated while doing that, do it. Just do it. It's awesome. It's fucking awesome. Number six. Disney has contacted you for ideas about a new Fantasia-style movie. They're willing to go with any musical style for this movie, and surprisingly don't mind the idea of a hard R rating if that's what you recommend. What genre of music do you choose? Describe to Vengeance and the pieces of music that will go with them. Vengeance being, like, two scenes in the movie? I'm not sure I know exactly how to answer the question. But believe me, if I have any say over music choice, like some really intense classical piece that's like epic and also kind of sad, I don't really know classical music well enough to put out one that would fit that. And then metal, like I can always do metal, more metal all the time, everywhere. So, let's put that in there. Something really brutal where people are dying would be cool. Number 7. Have you ever had a dream so erotic that you couldn't shake the feeling of arousal or get the image sounds out of your head the whole day, week, or month? What was it like, and did it teach you anything about your own sexuality? Do you think it could be turned into an audio on Gone Wild Audio? I honestly almost never remember my dreams. I used to make a dream journal, and that actually helped, but I kind of like didn't keep up with it. I had some crazy dreams. A sexual dream that was really weird that stuck with me. It didn't change how I felt about my sexuality, and I don't know if it could be put into an audio form, but I had a dream where I was having sex with a girl, and I was having sex with her. I was having anal sex with her. And, like, my soul, like, I astral projected outside of my body. And I was, like, watching myself fuck her. But I wasn't experiencing it. Like, it was like I had I was still going, like I was there, but I wasn't there. I was no longer experiencing the sensations of it, and it was weird, and like I felt voyeuristic and also like greedy. Like I was like, hey, I need to get back in there. I need to feel that. But I was, at the same time, I'm like, that's so fucking hot, watching myself fuck someone. Like it was, that stuck with me all day. It didn't stick with me throughout the week. It stuck with me all day though. Could I make an audio out of that? I don't know. I don't know how hot that would be. I think it would be interesting. I think it would be different. I don't think it's been done before. I've never checked. If it's not, I might put it on my bucket list. I've got a couple of scripts already ready to do audios. Maybe I'll write another one. Number 8. 1,000 years from now, humanity as we know it has been nearly wiped from the earth. Knowing this is coming, you and a team of scientists get to work designing an animal that will be able to help humans of the future survive their bleak existence. Please describe this critter and why you've made the choices you have. Okay. I guess something I need to understand is, like, what is the current status on animals? Like, humanity's almost been wiped out, so I guess most other animals have also already almost been wiped out, right? I mean, I guess having an animal that's both really cute and what would get me is an animal that's both really cute and it can be domesticated, and it would be one that you could keep in your house, but it'd be strong and be really useful. Because we're going to need that moving forward. So, like, I don't know, a really, 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 really fucking huge dog. Like a direwolf, but a lot cuter, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, and it would be, we wouldn't eat them. We would love them, and we would let them do some work for us, but only as much as we needed. No more than that. Number 9. Do you experience ASMR? What's it like for you? What sorts of things trigger your tingles? If you want to, try to make the people listening to your answers feel tingles. Also, please warn listeners you're going to do that so they can stop playback in case they're the type of people to experience misophonia. If you have a favorite ASMR video, audio, or ASMR content creator, please share a link with us. I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever experienced that before. I've been meaning to look up videos that do that, but I have not done so so far. I was once told by a certain Gone Wild Audio person that my breaths were like ASMR. Like my moans and my breaths in a particular moment triggered ASMR tingles. And that was probably still the biggest compliment I've gotten on my work. Like, I wish I could put that in a plaque and hang that on my wall. However, I have not, to my knowledge, experienced ASMR tingles. I would like to. But considering how much priority I put on just keeping up with Gone Wild Audio content and making new content, and then everything else I do throughout the day, like, I've just never made time for it. I don't know. I guess if I was going to make a guess at the sound that might give me tingles, maybe boiling water. Like, when I was a kid, I used to have this weird fixation on, like, watching boiling water. Or, like, watching something heat up in a microwave. Or, like, something, things like that. Like, maybe a sound like that. I don't know. So that's it, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope no one's impatient for a new audio for me. I'm going to try to probably do one this weekend. I got shit to do tonight, so if I don't get shit done before tonight, it ain't happening today. And tomorrow I'm trying to get... I mentioned this in the post I made for the Impreg audio I did. That I've got arrangements to have someone dom me in the future. And I actually already got some party favors to make that work. And I'm hoping to get her over tomorrow to test some of the stuff out, like my restraints, my crop, my blindfold, and a couple of other funsies that I bought. I got a new prostate massager, by the way. It's a really simple little one. I'm probably going to do a ramble fap where I test that out in the future. So look forward to that when that finally happens. And I got some plugs so I can enjoy the filthiness of just having one in and walking around. I think it's the thing I like most about them. And, you know, I guess maybe having sex with one in would be really hot. I'm just rambling about shit that doesn't have nothing to do with this questionnaire. Whatever. All right, guys. I hope to do one of these soon. And you guys have a good weekend and weeks and months and years. And just have good lives. And love yourselves and love other people. And eat licorice because you have good taste. And drink booze. And yeah. All right, guys. Take it easy.